Gilded Roses, written by Conleeza and read by Eos Rose. At 17 years old, Maruyama Yuhei lost his life. He can remember the day well, a bright, sunny summer, heading to the beach and a sweet boy with dreamy eyes beside him. Best friend, he remembered Yasuda Shota, his best friend, and he remembers metal plunging through his flesh, and the crack of bones, and the intense pain that colored his vision black-red shadowed. He can remember seeing sunlight fade behind a red velvet curtain, eerie red glow, and wanting to scream, except his body held him in, heavy and dead and unmoving. He can remember the scent of blood that soaked him, before everything was gone, and there was nothing left. At 17 years old, Maruyama Yuhei lost his life and screamed and clawed to get it back. You don't just go back. Yuhei stares when he realizes that Okura is real, the boogeyman is real, and he's just like Shota described him. Okura is amused, impeccable and neat if it weren't for the long fingernails that were tipped with blood, and Yuhei doesn't want to ask whose blood it is, and Okura doesn't tell him. Hello, have you seen your body? It is five ways from fucked up, and if you go back to it, you're dead all over again. Okura laughs, and Yuhei realizes that Okura is pleased with the thought. Nobody just goes back. But you can always visit, if someone lets you. Yuhei must look confused, because Okura explains further. Like what I do. Okura's smile widens. All you have to do is find someone who wants to let you. At 15 years old, Kaminash Kazuya was diagnosed with psychosis due to insomnia. He keeps shouting, his mother explains, about someone in his room waiting for him to sleep and asking to be let in. The doctor nods, and Kazuya shrieks and throws something in the hospital room. Something breaks, and male nurses rush in to try and stop him from climbing out the window. Kazuya kicks someone in the jaw, hard enough to break bone, and the doctor leaves Kazuya's mother to grab a syringe and something in a bottle. Kazuya screams and screams and screams, again and again, and fainter, until he hangs in the arms of one of the nurses like a broken doll. Kazuya's mother cries as Yuhei watches her from the side, feeling a little bit nostalgic and a little bit disgusted. At 17 years old, Maruyama Yuhei made a deal with the devil. Yuhei doesn't believe this boy is the devil, all bright-eyed and beaming, shaking his head with all the excitement of a teenager. I don't think you're the devil, Yuhei says, always honest, and Okura beside him lets out a little laugh of amusement. The boy in front of him laughs and tells Yuhei he gets that sort of comment all the time. Call me Masu, the devil says soothingly, patting Yuhei's hand comfortingly. That's better than Satan, right? Masu. Yuhei tries the name and finds it tastes better than Satan, indeed. Masu, your smile is so bright. Yuhei. Masu sings, Yuhei. He gestures around hell, and Yuhei watches people's anguish. Masu's bright, beautiful smile widens, if that is even possible. If you listened to all this pretty music every hour, every day, you'd be very happy too. Yuhei wants to draw back, but Masu's touch is a lot like poison, and he finds that he doesn't mind the terrified shrieking, doesn't mind that the person just over Masu's shoulder is being flayed alive over and over and over again, strip of flesh by strip of flesh. I would, Yuhei finds himself saying fondly. And Masu laughs. I would. At 16 years old, Kaminash Kazuya lets Yuhei into his world. Kazuya grabs wildly for the nurse when she tries to escape, arms tight around her arms, her neck, hand on her mouth, and she shivers, and he thinks that maybe she might start crying. Maybe, 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 and he really wants it to happen, because it's so cold in the hospital, and her tears would be warm. She's warm, and Kazuya nuzzles closer. He likes that feeling of warmth, like his mother's arms around him. He hums a song he doesn't quite know and whispers things to the nurse and asks her to please not escape. I just want someone to talk to. He sits the nurse down beside him in his bed and wonders what he could say. Yuhei's voice right behind him. Ask her why you're not better. Doctors and nurses are supposed to make you better. Kazuya thinks that Yuhei has a good point, so he asks the nurse, and she stammers some foolish answer that Kazuya knows is a lie. He asks her again. He needs reassurance. Things will get better. Won't they get better? The nurse begins to panic at the sight of him, frail and white with shadowed eyes, and her idiocy annoys Kazuya, just a little. And when he raises his voice, she starts to scream, and that's when Kazuya gets mad. Make me better, he screams, and he grabs her by the hair, pulls so hard a chunk of it comes away from her skull, and she cries out, trying to reach for the door. Kazuya draws her back and shouts again. The first slap is hard enough to bruise. The second makes her mouth red with blood. Kazuya demands his answer again and again, each demand accompanied with a hit, and the nurse stops crying after a very long while, stops fighting back after a very long while. Kazuya starts crying when she doesn't answer. He just wants to be better, and she won't let him get better. He feels something in her break with the next kick, and he wipes away the blood splattered on his face and asks her again. Why won't you make me better? He tries to hold on to her, to pull her to her feet, but blood is slippery and she falls to the floor all over again, and he can't recognize her face because she's gone all red, and he can't grab onto her properly, and that only makes things worse. He kicks her because he can't punch her, and she doesn't respond, and Kazuya makes a sound like an animal. When the others come in to sedate him, the white room is decorated with copper-red smears, and Kazuya is under the bed. He comes out quietly when called, and as he falls asleep under the influence of poison, they call it medicine, but Kazuya knows they are liars, he hears the whispers. What happened to him? They ask among themselves, and Kazuya smiles with fogged-over eyes as he slips into some place where maybe it wouldn't be so cold. That nurse didn't stay very warm and comforting. The boogeyman happened. The nurses look over at the sleeping boy with the bloody hands. At 16 years old, Kaminash Kazuya lost his life. You were just about my age, Yuhei tells him cheerfully, eyes crinkling at the corners. Kazuya cries and asks to go home. Oh, you don't just go back, Yuhei replies, looking very sympathetic. Kazuya sobs and Yuhei pats his hair. You can't just go back, Yuhei repeats, and Kazuya runs away. Maybe it's just a nightmare. But Kazuya, Yuhei calls. You can always go visit. Kazuya pauses and looks back. Yuhei holds out his arms, looking so very sweet and welcoming. You can go visit, he says, if someone wants to let you. The end.